Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show shines a spotlight on local businesses and services in our region. If there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joining me from Ava Roofing is owner Anatoly Apancha. Where are you located?
We are located at 672 Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda.
How long have you been in business?
We started Ava Roofing in 2006, and we've incorporated Ava Roofing in 2009.
And what got you interested in doing this as a business?
Since we moved to the United States in 2003, my two older brothers, they got on a construction crew. And after learning the trade, we've decided that it's time for us to start our own company, since we have four brothers in the family.
And since you mentioned you moved here to this country, where did you come from, if you don't mind me asking?
We moved here from Ukraine, from a small village.
Oh, very, very nice. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Now, what sort of services do you offer? I'm guessing it has something to do with roofing, since it's in the name.
Yes, so we mostly focus on roofing, gutters, and ventilation. But we also can offer exterior services like siding and window install.
So what you do, literally, is anything that has to do with a roof, any kind of repair or even creating a new one for someone.
Yeah, we mainly focus on full replacements, but we'll also, in the slower seasons, we'll offer roofing repair services as well.
Maybe kind of a little bit offbeat question, but Ava Roofing, is there any significance with the name? Is that kind of a play off the initials of you brothers? Or?
Yes, yeah, so me and my older brother, Vitaly, we're actually the one that started the company. So it's initials for the name. So our last name is Apanchuk, my brother's name is Vitaly, and my name is Anatoly. So it was short name, and it's easy to remember. And that's kind of how we came up with it, simple and easy.
See, I figured there was something like that, and I'm glad that's how that worked out. We think of roofing, though, mainly kind of a spring, summer, maybe early fall activity. Is there actually work that you can do year-round?
Since we started the company, we never took a winter off. We worked all year-round, every year. And
what kind of work are you doing at this time of year?
Well, today, we actually started a 3,000-square-foot roof replacement, so that answered your question. So complete roof replacement this time of the year.
And you can still work, well, ideally we're talking snow in the winter months, which we haven't had a lot, which I guess is what makes it easier for you. But if there were snow, you could still work in those conditions?
Yeah, so let's say if it's snow down on Monday, we can go in on Tuesday and do the roof. We could just clean the snow off the roof and then do our typical tear off and start doing the roof process.
When someone is trying to look, a homeowner I'm talking about, for someone to hire for roofing work, what kind of things should they be asking you as opposed to, you know, what kind of questions you get? I guess that might be the better way to ask this.
So number one question that should be asked, I think, for every homeowner, if a contractor has proper insurance. And that's one question that we rarely have we get asked. And you're the homeowner, I think, nowadays, you should do enough homework yourself before bringing a contractor into your house as far as a reputation, how long they've been in the business, what kind of products and warranties they offer.
And this insurance, is this something that the homeowner has to protect themselves or that you need to protect your company?
Well, it's kind of both. So if you bring a guy that just has a basic liability coverage that doesn't cover roofers, if there's an accident on site, most likely it's going to be homeowner's insurance responsible for the damages.
We're speaking with owner Anatoly Apanchuk with Ava Roofing. And you mentioned that the brothers work with you. How many employees do you have?
We are a 12-man crew, and we guarantee two brothers on site at all times.
Oh, that's not too bad. Or two out of three. Yeah. I like that. Now, do you have the capability of doing more than one project at once, or do all 12 people work on one thing and then you move on to the next job?
Usually we'll start one project, and we'll do all the prep work. And if there's extra guys on site, we'll move on to the next one. and starting other projects. But we average about 250 projects a year.
Wow, that's pretty efficient work, because that's pretty much working every week, weekend.
Yes.
Do you have a specific coverage area? Do you just cover Buffalo, Niagara Falls, both, beyond that?
We try to stay within 25-mile radius from our Niagara Falls Boulevard location.
And that's just because there's plenty of work, you don't have to go any further.
Yes. So unfortunately, we turned down a lot of clients that out of that service area, because we just can't get to them.
Well, aside from your unique background, you and the brothers, what else is it that sets Ava Roofing apart from the competitors out there?
I think in Western New York, I'm pretty confident we're the only family-owned and family-operated roofing company in the area, to where we guarantee that. Two of my brothers always on site, including my father. He's retired, but he's not quitting, so he's still with us on site.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of know how the father thing works, because even though they're kind of in the background, they somehow make their way out front every
yes,
time, right?
He's always there. So,
what about free estimates? Is that something that you guys offer?
Yes, for every customer that calls us for an estimate, it's always free.
Going back to the beginnings of this whole process where you created this company, Ava Roofing, we talked a little bit about how you got into it, but what is it that keeps you interested, keeps you motivated to keep going out there and doing quality work?
Well, I think earning a living, that's probably the number one. But two, just seeing the results. See, from where we come from, I grew up in a village. So growing up, you never really look forward into any opportunities, because you're just growing up as a kid. You know that if you stay in the village, you're going to do what your grandparents did and what your parents did, work on a farm and raise a family, which not necessarily bad, but it was not, I guess, too inspiring, or I don't know, for better words. But when we moved to America, we just seeing an opportunity and know that you can make a good life in the States, it just, I think that drive, since day one, we knew that if you work hard, you're going to see great results. And I think that's what pushes every day. Just going back to even 2006, just see how much have changed for us as a family, me and my brothers, you know, it just, I don't know, it just keeps me moving, because I know that if we continue this effort, there's only great things to come.
Sure. And if you don't mind me again asking kind of a follow-up, so was it your father's decision to leave and bring you guys here, or did you come over and then your father came with?
It was actually more of my mother's. My mom's family moved here about 30 years ago, all her brothers and sisters, and they decided to bring my mom here as well. And most of my dad's family's in Ukraine. He was not a big fan of moving here, but he moved here anyways, and I'm glad he did. And I think since then, it's history. So.
Yeah, it's probably better that way, because you already have had established some family here, so it wasn't like you were coming in all brand new and having to learn all these things you'd have to learn, like the culture, the language, everything else, right?
Well, I think that was, we had to start from scratch on that, the culture, the language. We didn't speak any English when we moved here. Back in Ukraine, they taught us German, but no one really learned it or cared for it. So coming here was a bit tough for us as teenagers. You just leave all your friends behind. You start a new language, and it was different.
When you do the work, is this all just for residential, or do you do some commercial, like some businesses work?
I'd say we do about 20% of commercial. Mostly asphalt roofing, but like apartment complexes or big condos, we do those as well.
And it's not probably a stupid question, but is this all wood construction, or is there some metal involved in this? I'm not really up on the whole.
As far as roofing goes?
Yeah, I'm not. Obviously, I don't do the works, so you're going to have to explain it to me.
So for the roofs, it's they're fiberglass architecture shingles, but there's a lot of carpentry involved with almost every roof that we do, unless it's a newer home. So if we strip the roof and there's damaged plywood or rotted rafters, that's something that we'll correct before putting a new roof on. So I guess it involves some carpentry in there as well. But for roofing, it's mostly architectural fiberglass shingles.
And jumping back to the point you made about doing a lot of work for commercial, are we talking just flat roofs, or are actually do they have peaks on everything that you
just
do?
Just the peaked roofs, peaked asphalt roofs.
And that's – is that – maybe this is a kind of an inside question. Do you think that the peaked ones are better because the flat roofs could you know, maybe contain more moisture, water, the snow that we talked about, and then cause problems, so the peaked stuff generally has that all kind of cascade off?
I think it all depends on the product that you use for even for peaked roofs or flat roofs. There's different products you can go with. So if you go with the last quality product, you probably get those results. So for peaked roofs, we use 50-year, 240 pounds, and 130-mile wind-rated shingles. So those are great. If you have proper ventilation on peaked roof, you most likely get, I'd say, close to 30-plus years.
Yeah, you just brought up a point, too, that I think that people forget. It's not just about the coverage, but having that ventilation is a key component in everything that affects how that house is run or that business is run.
That's our main focus, is ventilation. So if we come in and give an estimate on the roof replacement, we'll guarantee to inspect your attic as well. If there's a way to fix the ventilation, we'll do it, because ventilation is what extends the life of the roof.
When a client comes to you, is it one of those things where they literally either call you up or go through the website and then contact you that way, or do they say, hey, could you come out and take a look, and then you have basically a consultation on site?
So, yeah, first step would be if the client calls us or send us a contact form, we'll schedule an appointment, and the consultation will be on site. So we'll schedule a time, and while we're on site, before we leave your house, we'll guarantee to have an estimate for you.
What's the best way to get a hold of you? Do you have a website, or do you prefer that people call you?
There's different ways you can reach us, but phone number would be 716-990-4793. You can call us. You can also go onto our website at www.avaroofing.com. There's also a contact form, and you can also schedule your own appointment on our website. You select your time and date convenient for you, and we'll be there.
You mentioned that two of the three brothers are always on site. Will at least one of the brothers answer the phone?
Yes. If not right away, we'll return your voicemail.
Understood. That number again is 990-4793. Anatoly, nice meeting you, and continued success here.
Thank you. Nice meeting you as well.
Anatoly Aponchuk, he's the owner of Ava Roofing, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.